In April this year, the previously anti-fracking Northern Territory government lifted their moratorium on shale gas fracking. It had been a divisive issue, and the lifting of the ban has caused a lot of community concern. One group worried about what it will mean for the territory's wild and green credentials are tourist operators. Yesterday morning, a group of them set out from the Darwin foreshore on what they're calling a frack-finding tour, travelling through gas fields around the country to witness firsthand the impacts of fracking on local communities. Owner of Ethical Adventures, Rob Woods, spoke to The Wire's Henry Wilson on the eve of the journey and told him about the group and their plans.
There's a lot of good people, I guess is my overwhelming thoughts on it, is that you've got people here who their only interest is the well-being of their fellow man, the environment and the sustainable future of the outback up here. And so we've got those people here sitting around, some of them, you know, telling stories of their own experiences, some of them, you know, moved across from Queensland and, you know, telling some pretty horrific stories about their experiences there. Other people who, you know, live remotely, look, traditional owners from Elliot, Murrawoola, who either not consulted or certainly, you know, not interested, no consent given to the industry. So you've got these people all come together. So it's a really dynamic and diverse group with a single goal, and that is to look after the future of the top end. And if that mess, I mean, at the end of the day, the principle holds true right across Australia. The fracking industry, whether it be here, Queensland, West Australia, wherever, it's the same industry. So it's positive, it's optimistic, it's dedicated, and it's passionate. That's the feeling.
And where are you going?
Well, that's a big, long story, mate. So we're covering about 4,500 kilometres, heading down through, obviously south, down the Stuart Highway and across to Queensland, so down through Mataraca, Catherine, out past Mount Isa, Chinchilla, Cammonwheel, those places from here to Canberra that have a story to tell in as far as the industry is concerned. Stopping off at a number of places, once again, key places that to meet up with people who have got a story to tell, first-hand accounts, and landing in Canberra in roughly 10 days' time and on the doorsteps of Parliament.
And who are you going to be taking on the way?
So once again, we've got Save Darwin. We're leaving Darwin with tourism operators from here, picking up traditional owners, pastoralists, and concerned community members along the way. Bearing in mind that, I mean, Australia's a diverse country. We are limited by bus size, seat size, finances, and time, and all the rest of it. But they're the main sections that we're sort of taking on the bus. Once we get over to Queensland, there'll be other members from various industries joining us to have their say and their input. And once we get down to Canberra, we'll be having people also flying in to present their case to add to the mix as well.
Do you think you'll be made welcomed by the actual miners themselves?
To be fair, it's not really a consideration. The mission is not to upset anybody. The mission is actually to go out and see what's actually there. So, I mean, naive as it may be, if it was my industry that was people were looking to get into and to check if it was good or bad, then I'd be opening the door if I had nothing to hide and say, come and have a look, and doing it with a smile and offering biscuits and cups of tea as they went. So is that going to be a reality? I don't know. It'll be up to them. But once again, it's not a concern. They can be happy or not happy. It's not going to affect what we do.